Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't give up now. Don't give up now. If you come too far from where you started from, if you look back over your life, you'll see how God has brought you through. Amen. Amen. Welcome, everybody, to Wednesday night Bible study. Today, we're going to be talking about so many things, and I'm not going to keep you all long tonight as we prepare for the new year, New Year's Eve on tomorrow. So we thank God, hallelujah, that God has brought us this forth. So many things have happened in this year. So I am trusting and believing, God, that you're coming out this year victorious already. Just receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. Claim it, decree and declare it over your life, over your children, over your family members and loved ones. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I thank you. I'm Prophetess Tisha Tillman. For those who are guests today in Bible study and all members of the Gospel Public Ministries, welcome, welcome, welcome. God bless you. God keep you, God be your strength, amen. Let us pray, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord, oh Lord, that you are our God. We exalt you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We give you thanks. We give thanks for your name, Father God, for you have worked on this platform long ago, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, with perfect faithfulness, according to Isaiah 25:1. Thank you, Lord God, that you are our strength and our song, and you have become our salvation, and we thank you. You are our God, and we will exalt you according to Exodus 15:2-3. Thank you, Lord God, that our mouth will speak the praise of the Lord. All flesh will bless your holy name forever and ever, according to Psalms 145:21. In the name of Jesus Christ, praise be to your glorious name forever, and may the whole earth be filled with your glory, according to Psalm 72:19. The Lord lives. Praise be to our rock, exalted by God. Hallelujah. Exalted be God, our Savior. Hallelujah. According to Psalms 18:46. Thank you, Lord, that we will praise you from the rising of the sun to the place where it says, the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh God, we praise you according to Psalm 113:3 in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, we ask right now in Jesus' name, come, Lord Jesus Christ. Take your rightful place on the throne of our lives. We give it to you right now for eternity, and we ask you, Lord, to bind all that we are to all that you are. In Jesus Christ's holy name, Lord, extend yourself through us, oh God, in all areas of our lives, fully and completely, that we be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. We decree and declare right now to be, for you to be on the throne of our lives, in over in all areas of our life. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of our faith, in all, through all, and above all in our lives. And we thank you that thy kingdom come, that thy will be done right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we thank you for our daily bread. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we study your word on tonight to show ourselves approved, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you bless us with divine revelation and knowledge and understanding of your word, that we may be able to apply to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you allow the scripture to take root and manifest in us, mind, body, soul, and spirit, and be engrafted on our hearts and mind, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you will keep us in perfect peace all the days of our life. And we decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, hallelujah, oh Father God, that we are readers, hearers, and most of all the doers of your word, and we thank you for, Lord. It is in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen again. Glory, 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 hallelujah. One more time, give it all over to God right now. Give him all praise, glory, and honor. Again, welcome to Bible study. We're going to talk about God's covenant on tonight, you all, talking about deliverance and the covenant of mercy tonight. Amen. I'm going to open up your lines. Remember, in Bible study, we have our lines open so that we can interact freely. So if you have any questions, you need to repeat anything here in Bible study, please let me know and just say, Pastor, could you repeat that for me? Or, you know, I'll get a time while I'll call your names or last for this if you're following, if I don't know who you are, and see if you have any questions, or you can press 1. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. So anyway, you all, we're talking about tonight deliverance and the covenant of mercy. I'm not going to hold you too long. Me and my husband, we're going to kind of get out of here for the new year. So I know we have the shout on Thursdays, but because it's New Year's Eve, we will not be on the shout, and we won't have midweek service. You all, so enjoy your new year. Bring it in with your family, praising God, being praise and worship and prayer, bringing a new year, because we start on the 1st of January at 6 a.m. with our 40-day of prayer and fast, and whatever fast God is putting you on, you know, do that. Be committed to it. Ask God to strengthen you to get through the 40 days of fasting and prayer, committing yourself to it, sacrificing, amen, what you're wanting God to do, what breakthrough in your life, to commune with God, to have a closer relationship with him, so that you can hear him clear and more in your life, so that you don't be deceived and by the many subtle ways of the enemy, and that you'll be able to discern the voice of God and the voice of the enemy speaking Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome, everybody, Sister Connie and Sister Green and Sister Davina, Evangelist, I'm sorry, Evangelist Welfare, Evangelist Dudley. Welcome, 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 and everybody else that is here that is logged on online. I can't see everybody if you logged on to the computer, but those that I can see, welcome. God bless you. Remember, your lines are open. Amen. So anyway, y'all, we're talking about deliverance and the covenant of mercy. If you're taking notes, I'll repeat myself a few times, unless you need to repeat it more than the few times, those things that are, you know, very detrimental here as I teach this Bible study tonight on deliverance and the covenant of mercy. The Bible says in Psalm 34, verse 19, you all, if you want to write that down, Psalm 34, verse 19, the Bible says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of all of them. Again, the Bible says in Psalm 34:19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of all of them. Amen. So when you read the Old Testament and the prophets, the main thing is that, excuse me, Israel had broken covenant with God. So that's the main thing, that the covenant between God and Israel was broken. You all. So Israel was guilty of spiritual adultery. It's not a spiritual adultery. So Israel had broken the covenant, and there was a curse or judgment coming against them. God said that there were blessings and curses in the covenant. So if you kept the covenant, you would be blessed. But if you break it, you would be cursed. So every time the Lord sent a prophet, the prophet was coming as a covenant messenger of Jehovah to warn Israel of covenant violations, to call them back to the covenant. So, but Israel killed, let me write this down here, but Israel killed, you all, the covenant messengers of God, and God promised. So, again, Israel killed the covenant messengers of God, and God promised to avenge the blood of the prophets. So, the consistent covenant violation finally resulted in the destruction of the temple, as Jesus prophesied in Matthew 24. In their entire system because of the broken covenant, you all. So this is the whole theme of Scripture. God is faithful, man is unfaithful. Again, God is faithful, and man is unfaithful. So God keeps his covenant, man breaks his covenant. So when man breaks covenant, God judges him. But in the midst of a broken covenant, one of the things we can count on is that there is always a remnant of people who are faithful to the covenant. So there's a remnant, there's always a remnant of people, you all, who are faithful to the covenant. For example of this is God telling Elijah, you all, in 1 Kings verse 19 through 18, if you want to go to 1 Kings verse 19 through 18, 1 Kings, let me know when y'all get there, 1 Kings, anybody, 1 Kings chapter 19, hallelujah, 19 verse 18. Let me know that you're with me. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
All right. Thank you. Amen. I'm excited. Amen. So the Bible says here in 1 Kings chapter 19 verse 18, Yet I have reserved 7,000 in Israel, all whose knees have not bowed to Baal and every mouth that has not kissed him. Amen. And so those 7,000 had been faithful to God, you all, and to the covenant. They had not worshipped idols. So in Scripture, those who remain faithful, I understand it's faithful, because we're talking about being faithful, how hard it is, you know, to be faithful, you know, to find those that will be faithful. So in Scripture, those who remain faithful are known, you all, as the remnant. They're known as the remnant. Amen. So we need to understand remnant in terms of covenant. So God promised that he would save this remnant. And because of his covenant promises with Abraham, mercy was always extended to Israel. So even though God would judge them, he would never completely destroy them. So God always remembered his covenant promise to Abraham. Amen. So God told Abraham that through his seed, all the families of the earth would be blessed. So every time they got in trouble and broke covenant, God would judge. But then his mercy, you are, hallelujah, for thank God for mercy, would come and God would save them, and God would deliver them, and then God would restore them. Okay, amen? So because of his mercy, so deliverance out of trouble is a form of God's mercy. You are being enacted because of a covenant, because of covenant. So if it wasn't for the mercy of God, every covenant violation that we commit today would cause us to be destroyed. So we thank God for mercy, amen? So our actions outside of God's plans, you all, for our lives put us in violation of the covenant, and it opens us up to all kinds of evil and torment from the enemy. You know, a lot of times we don't understand, you know, what's going on, and we have broken covenant. Now the enemy is operating because we have unforgiveness and anger that we're operating in. We're operating in sin and full sin, and it allows the enemy to come in and to operate in our lives, causing sickness and infirmity. And some of those things are passed down from generation to generation unless we know how to break that curse. Amen. So the covenant provides certain benefits, you all, including protection and deliverance. Amen. So people living outside the covenant do not have these benefits and therefore are susceptible, you all, to the work of the enemy. So sin is an open door for demons, you all, and those who do not enjoy the benefits of redemption and forgiveness are more susceptible to demonic intrusion into their lives, you all, and those who walk in covenant enjoy the blessings of forgiveness from sin, and the operation of demon is limited and hindered. Amen. And so redemption is the solution, you all, to the problem of sin. Redemption. So those who engage in sin will have open doors for demons to come in and operate. So those outside of covenant live in darkness, which is the realm of Satan and demons. So those who walk in covenant live in the light. So darkness is the realm of demons, you all. That is the realm of demons. Darkness is the realm of demons, and light is the realm of God. Anybody have any questions so far? I want to make sure I'm not moving too fast here. Anybody have any questions? Evangelist Kimberly?
No.
I'm good. No questions. Thank you.
Evangelist Kim?
I said no. You didn't hear me? I said no. I don't have any questions. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Comment. Anybody have any comments? Comments. I need somebody to talk to me. Talk with me tonight. Okay. All right. So anyway, but God has created you all a way for us to be delivered out of all of our troubles. Amen. The Bible says,
amen,
many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all, according to the Bible, Psalm 34:19. So this deliverance is God's mercy, you all, extended to those who are in covenant with him. So when God's covenant people call, he hears them and answers them when you are in the covenant. Amen. I see Sister Evangelist Dudley is back on the line. Hi, amen. Evangelist Tarina, did you have any questions or comments?
No, ma'am. Thank you, Pastor.
Somebody let me know if I'm moving too fast because I'm really working on the speed. Then I'm not going too fast.
No, you're
and it's
going good.
Okay, and making sure I am enunciated. Is that right? Enunciated. So everybody can understand because my tongue can get twisted. I'd be like, "Whoa, okay, where that word come from?" But sometimes my brain is going faster than my mouth can catch up, or my mouth going faster than my brain can compute. I don't know, but I thank God for it all. Amen. Call it all joy. I got life, so I'm thanking God. It can be corrected. Amen. So let's talk about us being God's covenant people. We are God's covenant people. Amen. So you and I are the seed of Abraham through faith in Jesus Christ. Key word again is faith. We are the seed of Abraham through faith in Jesus Christ. Therefore, God's covenant to Abraham is also with us. We see this in Genesis chapter 15. You can take time out anytime and read chapter 15 in its entirety. So now the mercy of God comes upon your life through Jesus Christ. So when the Bible says the mercy of the Lord endures forever, it never ends, you all. It never ends, and it is steadfast. It simply means that from generation to generation to generation, there will be people God will have mercy on, be kind to, show tenderness to, and forgive. There will always be a generation because there's always a seed of Abraham. So now through faith, we are the seed of Abraham, which means that you must understand, trust, and believe in the mercy of God. I'm going to say that again. You must understand, trust, and believe in the mercy of God. God's loyalty to covenant extends his mercy into your life. Amen? So God is merciful to you because of the covenant, because of covenant. And if you have a covenant through Jesus Christ with God, you can expect his mercy to be upon your life. I sent out a message today to a few people as I got the word to be in the mindset of expecting, be in the position of expecting God to do it. Be in that position. Get excited about it. And when we get excited, we be in the mindset, in the position of expecting. You know, so we thank God for it. So his mercy, you all, endures forever. Amen. So Abraham was called the friend of God, which means he had a covenant relationship with God. He was a covenant friend, which means he was committed to God and God was committed to him to take care of him and preserve him and then take care of his seed from generation to generation. Amen. Ain't that good news? For those in the north, that good news to know that, you know, God takes care of you in his covenant. He makes sure that you have all that you need and that he's committed to you and that he will preserve you and take care of you and not just you, but your children's children, children's children, you know, generations to come, even after you leave, because of the covenant that he has with you, the same as what he has with Abraham and through Christ, we're under that same covenant. Amen.
Amen.
Anybody have any comments or questions so far? All right. All right. Welcome to the Dillard. Amen. So we're just going to go on here. Like I said, I'm not going to keep you up and on. Tomorrow is New Year's Eve, preparing for the new year. Wow, this year has went, it kind of went slow but fast. I don't know if it, I feel like it was slow but fast. I spent a lot of time inside. So days went by, but it's, I don't know, it's kind of weird. It's a different type of feeling this year. But I thank God for the blessing. I thank God for the new relationships. I thank God. It's been a beautiful year for me, no matter what, you know, has happened or did not happen. Amen. So anyway, you all, let me go on. If anybody has any comments or questions. So as we're talking about deliverance and the covenant, deliverance, you all, is an expression of God's covenantal mercy and compassion. So when Jesus came, he came to bring judgment, but he also came to bring mercy, salvation, deliverance, and healing, which are the manifestations of God's mercy. And I repeat that again for those who are taking notes tonight. Again, Jesus came to bring judgment, but he also came to bring mercy, salvation, deliverance, and healing, which are all the manifestations of God's mercy. Amen. So sometimes we think that our deliverance and healing are based on what we do and don't do. But I want you to understand, you all, what our deliverance and healing, you all, are based on the mercy of God, God's loving kindness and God's covenant loyalty. God is connected with you, and he has made a covenant with you through Jesus Christ. But you have faith and believe, you receive that, so now you're operating under the covenant. Amen. So, you all, I want y'all, we're going to look here. Let's look at how this is possible through the prophetic word released in Zacharias. We're going to look at that for a minute. The John the Baptist, Father, you all, the Bible says, and we're going to look at in Luke chapter 1, verse 67 through 72. I'll give you all a chance to get there with me. That's in Luke chapter 1, verse 67 through 72. When you all get there, let me know so that way I won't go before you. So we're in Luke, so it's Matthew, Mark, and Luke. So Luke chapter 1, verse 67. Let me know when you get there, somebody.
I'm there.
Amen. Amen. Anybody else? One more person to be there with us.
I'm there.
Okay, somebody?
I'm there.
Okay, that's number two. All right. I got people talking to me tonight. Amen. All right. So the Bible says here in Luke chapter 1, verse 67 through 72, now his father Zacharias was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, saying, "Blessed is the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets, who have been since the world began, that we, Israel, should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant." Amen, amen, and amen. Your word may read a little bit different depending on what Bible that you have. When you have the NIV or you have King James, and King James may read a little bit different, but it's all the same. Amen. So this is saying that salvation, you all came to Israel because God remembered his covenant with Abraham and that God was about to perform the mercy promised to Abraham. See, in verse 73, it goes on to say the oath which he swore to our father Abraham to grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, may serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our lives. So we see mercy connected with covenant here. So within the covenant, there is mercy. There is loving kindness, compassion, forgiveness, healing, deliverance, redemption. So Jesus was the promise and the fulfillment of the covenant. You can see that his ministry on earth was filled with the works of the covenant. In John chapter 10, you all, verse 31 through 38, and you can write that down. In John chapter 10, verse 31 through 38, amen. We can actually go to it together if you like. John 10, chapter 31 through 38. And when you get there, just say amen. And at least one or two of you, and I'll keep going.
Amen.
Yes, John, amen. Thank you. One more. Mm-hmm. Chapter 10, verse 31 through 38. One more person. Let me know you're there. Yes,
amen.
John, chapter,
you hear me? You hear me? It's hard to hear me because I'm muting my phone, so it take a bit to get back. But amen.
Okay. Amen. Thank you, Mama.
Right.
Amen. That's John chapter 10, verse 31 to 38, and it reads, "You all, then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, 'Many good works I have shown you from my Father. For which of those works do you stone me?'" Which is a question. Verse 33 says, "The Jews answered him, saying, 'For a good work we do not stone you, but for blasphemy, and because you being a man make yourself God.'" Verse 34 says, "Jesus answered them, 'It is not, is it not written in your law, I said, you are gods?'" Verse 35 says, "If he called them gods to whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken." Verse 36 says, "Do you say of him whom the Father sanctified and sent into the world, you are blasphemy, because I said I am the Son of God?" Amen. Verse 37 says, "If I do not do the works of my Father, do not believe me." In verse 38 says, "But if I do, though you do not believe me, believe the works, that you may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him." Amen. So when we look at the scripture here, Jesus talked about the works that he was doing. He was healing the sick and casting out devils and doing the works of his Father. And many of the Jews did not understand what was taking place. But he made it clear in this message that these were the works of the Father. And he made it clear that what he was doing was not done on his own. So what he did was an extension of God the Father, healing, delivering, rescuing, and setting people free. He was not doing those things in his own power. He was doing them by the anointing and power of the Spirit of God. He was fulfilling the covenant God the Father made with Abraham. Amen. So God's mercy was being revealed through the works of Christ. He was healing the sick, casting out devils, raising the dead, cleansing the lepers, opening blind eyes, unstopping deaf ears, loosing dumb tongues. Amen. So God's mercy was being manifested through Jesus. God's mercy, compassion, loving kindness on Israel. His love is saving them, healing them, delivering them, and restoring them. Jesus demonstrated to them and to us that he is a representation of God who is concerned about people who are hurting, who are sick, who are wounded, who are bleeding and dying. Jesus was a visible manifestation of mercy and mercy in action, all because of God's covenant with Abraham. This same manifestation, you all, of mercy now comes to us. It comes to you, comes to your children, your grandchildren, and generations to come. Amen? So God is faithful to his covenant, you all. He is faithful to his covenant. God cannot break covenant. It is impossible for God to lie. He cannot go back on that word. God cannot lie. God is absolutely faithful and committed to the covenant, to covenant it. Amen? This is one of the essential aspects of God. He is loyal to his people. He, no matter how you are, he is loyal. He will not ever violate covenant. He will never violate covenant, you all. He will not betray his people. Amen. We can trust and rely on God's covenant because he is committed to his promises. You can stand on the promises of God all the day of your life. It does not change. Amen. When a covenant is made, the person enacting the covenant would swear by someone higher than himself, you all. So that if the covenant was ever broken, the person would be judged and he would be held accountable to the person higher than him. So when God first established his covenant with Abraham, he swore by an oath. And since he could swear by no one higher, he swore by himself. Amen? So when you look in Hebrews 6 and 13, you all, the Bible says, for when God made a promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself. Amen? So God is the highest. He's the most high God. There is no one greater than him. Amen. So this means we can absolutely trust, rely upon, and depend upon our covenant with God. God cannot lie. He will remain faithful to his word and his covenant of mercy. So by Jesus coming to the earth, you all, and bringing salvation and deliverance, we see the personification of God's faithfulness from the time of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob through Moses, David, and the prophets. God had promised to send a deliverer. Amen? Amen. His name was Jesus. His name was Jesus, had promised to send a deliverer. His name was Jesus, amen, for he will save his people from their sins. According to Matthew chapter 1 and 21, you all, this is why in the gospel we see people approach Jesus with their issue, saying, Son of David, have mercy upon me. They understood that when the Messiah, the Son of David, came, he would extend God's mercy to Israel. So we see that in the prophecy of Zacharias, you all, that I pointed out recently here, a previous year as we're studying the word, Zacharias was declaring that the Messiah has come, and Israel will see Jesus, the greatest manifestation of God's faithfulness and mercy ever known to man. Salvation, you all, salvation, amen. His incarnation was the manifestation of eternal salvation and eternal redemption. Eternal Amen. Redemption, eternal salvation, and eternal, we're talking about eternity, you all. It don't stop, you know. Oh, so right. So not only would he perform miracles for Israel, but he would also ensure their eternal redemption, their eternal salvation, their eternal forgiveness, and bring them into the kingdom, hallelujah, and bring them into his kingdom. Amen, 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 you all.
Amen.
I mean, and we can understand that, hallelujah, what covenant we are under. And, you know, we're going to wrap up here in a few here. But just having a clear understanding, you all, it is powerful in itself. And in under, you know, knowing the covenant we are under and knowing the covenant that God has with us and the deliverance and freedom that comes by way of this covenant, amen. So we're going to talk about here a little bit. Mercy comes to the Gentiles, you all. Mercy comes to the Gentiles. When we look at Jeremiah 31, verse 31 through 34, you can write this down. I'm going to wrap up here around 7:45, so we have about 12 more minutes here. The Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 31. Oh, yes, go ahead.
On John 10 that you just read, what the Holy Spirit was showing me, how they stepped to Jesus like that, it showed that they didn't have a relationship with him, and because they didn't have a relationship, they didn't realize he was right before them, you know, and that's how we are in life.
Mm-hmm.
We don't take the time to develop a relationship. We don't recognize his move in our life, and so that's why we walk in confusion. So that's all I want to say.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That was, I'm glad you got. I love to get us responding and having comments. Even if you have a question about it, or you know, God is leading you, Holy Spirit is leading you to say something concerning the lesson today. You know, open up, because you know, bringing better, even greater understanding to those who are on, you know, in Bible study tonight, that help. And that is so true. And it's so true. And that's why we're studying this tonight, because if we can understand that, because you can read it all day long, but if you don't have an understanding of it, then how do you apply to your life? How can you live in it? How can you walk in it? You know, if you don't have that understanding and revelation and knowledge of the Word of God and understanding His covenant. And so, like I said, we're going to wrap up here in a few minutes, you all. We're not going to be in midweek service on tomorrow. It's New Year's Eve. People are preparing for the New Year and watch service. Those who are going to be in, be safe, you know. Let's go ahead and wrap up right here. Matter of fact, be safe, you all, out there that's in, you know, try not to be in. Trying to go to a bunch of gatherings, people say, like, oh, it's my family, it's okay. You know, they don't have anything. You don't know where they've been, who they've been hanging out with. You know, just be real careful and be safe, because, you know, a lot of people are getting it just going out hanging with their family, you know, being with their family. And these gatherings, you know, people still go out and go places, and some of us still go to work. And so people are getting sick, and we want you to stay healthy and stay strong. Amen. And
amen.
So we
Amen.
Make sure you're taking care of yourself.
Amen.
And so, if anybody have any comments or questions, I know Pastor Manning is on the line. Anybody else have any questions or comments before Pastor Manning come in? Amen. Go ahead, Pastor Manning.
Amen. God bless everyone. Like my wife said, you know, we will be back Sunday. We will be back on Sunday, preaching Pastor Sunday service. And I have a special guest that's going to be on. He's going to bless us with song. He's my uncle. My Uncle Joel Washington.
Amen.
He lives in Queens, New York. And I just got off the phone with him, and he's just so excited. You know, he's been singing all his life. He's about 71 years old and have a very, very, very beautiful voice, a strong voice. And he is so excited. He's going to be in Sunday service. And he said, I'm going to bless y'all with a song. He said, I got four songs. He said, I'm going to bless you with it. He's just so fired up. So I told him I was going to tell everybody. You know, so God bless y'all, and have a happy new year. Amen.
Don't get off the phone yet. Close that Bible study already. We're not finished quite yet.
Yes.
Thank you. We're too excited. I know you had talked to us after a long time, so it's always a blessing to be able to connect with our family. But anyway, you all, if anybody have any questions tonight about the Bible study tonight, we're talking about deliverance and the covenant of mercy and understanding the covenant that we are under as believers. You know, by faith, we are the covenant that we are under at this time. Amen. Does anybody have any comments or questions? Mother Dillard?
Mm-mm.
All right.
Yeah.
Does help anyone? Did that, you know, I was asked, the lesson, Ashel, was the Bible study our help, or did it open up the understanding more for you all?
Yes. The covenant of mercy, yes, it definitely did.
Is that Miss Connie?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Miss Connie, you sound really good. Sound better than from the 12 o'clock. That's why I said, hey, Miss Connie, you sound like about 20 years younger. I'm like, hold on, Miss Connie, you sound like you're about 30 years old on the phone. Amen. I said, wait a minute, it sounds like Miss Connie, but let me ask, let me make sure. Okay.
That's that new breathing, girl, from the mercy of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes. It definitely sounds like it. Oh, my God. Yes. We thank God. Amen. I'm excited, you all, the new year. We leave everything in 2020 behind, whatever it is, good, bad, or other. We leave it there. We press towards, you know, what God has for us in 2021. Hallelujah. If God promised, and He said this on the shout today, if God says He's going to do it in 2020, guess what? Even at the last minute, God will do it. He will work it out. If you have faith and just stand at the place of trusting and believing God to do it, having faith in God to do it with no doubt, because the enemy is coming. Hallelujah. He is coming to take it. Even when you get the word tonight, He's coming to take it away from you. He's coming to call. You can just get through praying and a fight will break out. You're like, wait a minute. And so you're like, I just got through praying, and you want to come in here with this? You know, I'm trying to stay saved. I'm telling you, just be saved. Don't try to say, just be saved. And so we're excited. I'm really excited. I'm telling you, this year, you know, God has really done extraordinary thing in my life,
that's
and
right.
husband's life, my mom's life, you know, and Minister Relford and Darvina. I've just seen growth. I've seen breakthrough. I've just seen a lot in Angela's life as well. God has really turned things around and worked things out. You know, though we may not understand at the time, but by and by, like they say, you will understand, you know, what God is doing in your life. Just be faithful. God is going to always be faithful, but it's up to you now. You have to make a decision. Am I going to be faithful? Am I going to be committed to the things that God, am I going to give it all over? Am I going to surrender myself all over to God, withholding nothing, not wavering? Am I going to be hot for the Lord? Am I going to sell out for the Lord? You know, we have to make that choice. That's the best choice you can make for your life. That's the best choice you can make for your family. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. God has called you all. God has called you to lead your family. A lot of times God will call the woman, a man will come along. Don't worry about him. You ain't got to say, you need to be doing this. Just let him, he's going to come along. Just do what you got to do. Hallelujah. And you stay in your position and watch your husband, watch the male children in our family will come along. They'll start to come along. Amen. Because God made woman for a reason. Hallelujah. He, God made all these things and said it was good. But when it was one thing God came down and he said was not good, that man should not be alone. He said, man, he said, okay, this is not good. Man should not be alone. So he made man a helpmate. Hallelujah. So stay in your position, ladies, women of God. Hallelujah. It is so important. We don't have to beat our sister, my husband is on the line, beat our husbands down to get into what God has called them to do. Just do what we're supposed to do. And guess what? God can change the heart of anybody. God can change. You ever wonder, and I'm going to let you all go, ever wonder, because we have a few minutes, I'll just tell you, I'll talk in this time. Ever wonder if you see somebody that can go into the jungle, into the wild, and be able to interact with a lion, to be able to befriend a bear and have a relationship. And you wonder, how is that? Because God can change the heart. Hallelujah. Even in the Bible with Daniel, when Daniel went into the lion's den, that the lion did not eat him. You know, God can change the heart. So don't you worry about trying to change. Worry about what's in you and what you need to change in you. You know, deal with you. The real you is on the inside, not the outside, what you see in the mirror. But what's inside of you is what's going to speak volumes to people. Not what you have on, how good you look, how fine you are, but what is inside of you speaks volumes. That's what's going to overshadow what's on the outside. The inner you is going to outshine or overshadow the outer part of you. So make sure that you're taking care of that part first. And I'm telling you, everything else will fall in place. Trust me.
Amen.
Trust and believe. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do the same thing.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Anybody have any questions or comments tonight? You don't even have to be regarding the Bible study. If there's something you want to say to bless, you know, bless us tonight. Amen. Or, you know, give an encouragement word as we wrap up. We have about 3 minutes here. Anybody?
I have. Everybody on this line. It's been a year to remember. I don't think none of us gonna forget this year. But guess what?
Mm-hmm.
God kept us, and He protects us from the family member. Everybody has some heartache, either finance or marriage,
whatever it is.
Had it. But the Lord has still kept us, and we're going to keep on giving Him honor, praise, and glory, no matter what.
Yeah.
So I thank the Lord, you know, for what He has done in my life, you know. Like Miss Connie says, you got a new voice, a new breathing, you know. But God is going to give you even more. He's going to work on both our breathing, you know.
Good.
Enemy
ain't
going to win. And we're going to come into the new year.
Yes.
Because we are stronger and more faith in the Lord. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Dawn.
Amen.
Yes, hallelujah. And Mother Dilla prophesied this thing.
Yes, she did. She just prophesied just like that.
Yeah.
I received it.
Did you know you was just prophesying? I'm sitting there listening. I hear you.
Yes, she's prophesying.
Yeah.
We all have the gift of prophecy. You have to know how to use it. We're going to be talking about stirring up the gifts that you have. We all have that gift of prophecy. Amen.
Yes.
Does anybody else want to say anything as we wrap up right quick?
Yes, this is Miss Connie. I just wanted to say, you know, that
it was a very good lesson because I've always felt his mercy, and now I can understand his mercy from tonight's lesson.
Yes.
And,
Amen.
And I got out of that, that we must always understand, trust, and believe in his mercy.
Amen. Yes. Yes. Amen. Anybody else? Angela, what about you?
No, I just thank God and just trying to work on walking right and ready for the new year and fasting and just doing right. And I thank you. Thank you for prayers and all that. Continue keeping us on track. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you. I thank God for everybody. You all don't know how much you all have blessed my life. Y'all think, oh, you really helped us. No, you all have really helped me and my husband. So we thank God for you. We thank God for every last one of you. Amen. Amen. So really, really, it's been a good road. I'm looking for the more. We were talking about the more, you know, just to preparing for the more, you know, the more that God is about to pour into you. You know, even this year, as we're getting ready to wrap up this year, God is about to pour into even more. But we're talking about the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So God bless you. Y'all remember that we're not here tomorrow because it's a new year. It's New Year's Eve. Get yourself ready. Get prepared for the new year. We will start our 40 days January the 1st, find out what it is God is wanting you to fast from for your 40 days. I know we're doing a clean fast, amen. And I'll send it to you if you want, if that's what you want to do, if you're led to do that. So I'll kind of tell you what I'm doing, and if there's something you want to do, you know, join in. But for 40 days, we will be in prayer at 6 a.m., you all. But what we're going to do, we're going to start the first off at 9 p.m. instead of 6 a.m. because of the new year. I want everybody to be able to be on, especially for that first day. So January the 1st, we won't pray until 9 p.m. that night. But after that, it'll be 6 a.m. the rest of the 40 days. So remember that 9 p.m. on January the 1st, because I want everybody to be on, because if everybody partying and doing whatever they're doing on New Year's Eve, I want to make sure people will be able to be on at 6 a.m., be on for the first day, which was, so that's why we're going to do it at 9 p.m. So if you can't set your time for that, and then after that we'll be on at 6 a.m. for the duration of the 40. All right, you all, God bless you. We love you. Remember, we're not on the shout tomorrow, but there will be a rerun running from the shout if you still want to get on and hear the shout, just because the shout is encouraging. It blessed me last week, and I wasn't physically on, you know, live on it, but I was listening into it, and I was blessed by just listening. I was just like, oh, yes, you know. I was all the way in, and so I was able to even critique myself in it. And so that was good. You know, God bless you all. I'm going to release the pastor's blessing. Pastor Manny, do you have anything else you want to say as we wrap up? Because we won't be back until, what is it, Friday at 9 p.m. and then Sunday at 2 at church on Sunday at 2. And that Sunday is First Communion. So we're looking forward to that. Anything else you want to say, Pastor Manny? We'll go ahead and wrap up here and release the pastor's blessing.
Yeah. God bless you, and may God keep you. And I'm looking forward to hearing your lovely voices here in 2021.
Hey, have a happy new year, you all. We look forward to hearing your voice on the 732 number at 9 p.m. on New Year's Day. You know, tell somebody about it. We're going to be there. Hallelujah. We're praying for nations. We're just, you know, their strategic prayers for the year 2021. Hallelujah. So, and now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you walk in the knowledge that our Father, which art in heaven, has all power in heaven and on earth, and that you are his child. Hallelujah. His angels go before you and behind. Heaven is your home. You are destined for greatness, to live as royalty in the eternal kingdom of God. Do not be confounded by this world, you are, by this life, but rejoice that your name is written in the Lamb's book of life. Hallelujah to the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Our Father God in heaven, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, hallelujah, that we are saved. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. To God be the glory. Amen, amen. Amen, amen. God bless you. God keep you. Happy New Year. Hallelujah. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over your life right and to protect and heal, deliver, set free, rest, redeem. Hallelujah. Shake your mind and made new by the Spirit. We love you all. God bless you. God keep you. Y'all have a blessed night. Amen. Love you, Mama.
Love you, Sister Connie.
Love you, Angela.
Happy New Year. Love you.
Happy New Year.
Amen.
Oh,
bye.
Bye.